Watch, Seattle road sign flashes disturbing message after UnitedHealthcare CEO's brutal killing. By Amy Furr on December 13, 2024. A disturbing message seen on an electric road sign in Seattle, Washington, appearing to refer to the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, has raised numerous questions. A Como News photographer noticed the sign early Thursday on the southbound lanes of Highway 99 near Dexter Avenue North, Como reported. The screen flashed one less CEO before changing to many more to go, the outlet said. Video footage shows the sign with the red lettering. The sign is the property of a private construction contractor, the Como article said. Crews with the Seattle Department of Transportation, SDOT, launched an investigation. However, by the time they arrived at the scene, the message had been deleted. The identity of the person or persons who tampered with the sign remains a mystery. The incident has raised questions about the motive behind the message, especially in light of the shooting death of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in New York City last week, the Como report said. The suspected killer, Luigi Mangione, was arrested on Monday in Altoona, Pennsylvania. He reportedly had in his possession a document railing on healthcare industry, according to Breitbart News. Following Thompson's death, a self-described socialist professor at the University of Pennsylvania reportedly described Mangione as an icon. In light of the brutal killing, severe major health insurance companies took down the webpages listing their executive leadership teams, Breitbart News reported on December 6. The most comes as users on leftist echo chamber Blue Sky, including journalist Taylor Lawrence, are not only cheering the assassination, but posting the names and pictures of other prominent health insurance executives in a form of target list, the outlet said. While some major insurers, such as Kaiser Permanente, Humana, and Aetna, have kept their leadership pages accessible, the widespread removal of this information by others underscores the growing sense of unease and vulnerability among top executives in the wake of Thompson's murder, it stated.